Okay, today's shiur is Gittin Daf Ayin Dalet, and we are on Ayin Gimel Mabez. Today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Sal Noble Salipap, Shlomo Zanval Ben Yaakov Usher, a lover of Torah by David Noble, Larry Noble, and Elliot Robinson. We thank you for the sponsorship. Again, sponsored in memory of Shlomo Zanval Ben Yaakov Usher. Okay, we are on Ayin Gimel Mabez. By the two dots, just 1 hour from yesterday, L'Kayim Kibud Av. My father spoke to me yesterday after he listened to the daf, and he said, you didn't mention the story again. So, I've mentioned the story in the past, but I'll mention it again. My father was, yesterday we spoke about the machlokas we showed him about Afke'inhu, and what's the difference between Kedusha Kesef and Kedusha Shtar, and we mentioned the day of Rabosov Shalrashi, which the Rambam might also have, that Kedusha Kesef is Durabanan. That is what Rabosov Shalrashi say, and Rashi is very upset with that shita, as we discussed back on Daf Lama Gimel, and on yesterday's Daf as well. There is, and the Rambam's version, the Rambam's girsa that we have, is Kedushei Kesef is midivrei sofrim. That's the language of the Rambam, which is quoted at least in our version. But if you look at the Kesef Mishnah there has other opinions. I'll read it for you. I just didn't read it yesterday. V'kuchen elu mitzvos aseh shel Torahim be'echon mishlosh le'dvarim ha'isha niknes be'kesef o b'shtar o be'biya be'biya u b'shtar min ha'Torah u be'kesef midivrei sofrim v'likuchen elu hein ha'nikroan kiddushin o erisin b'chol makom v'isha sheniknes be'echon mishlosh le'dvarim elu hi ha'nikres mikudeshes o m'ureses. Right, that is the Rambam Shita. If you look in the Ravid says, Omar Vram, Zeshibush, Upirish Mishubash Hitai Ehu. This is a mistake. Not telling us exactly what he thinks is a mistake, but there's a good chance this is what he thinks is a mistake. So that is a challenging Rambam, especially if he's like Rabosov Shalrashi, all the questions that Rashi asks on his Rebbeim. But the Rambam does not say Midrabanan. He does say Midivrei Sofrim, which often means the Oraisa, but just learned out from Midosh Atarn and Reshes Mahen. But if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah here quotes the Ramak. We also have the Ramak on the page now that the Kesef Mishnah quotes Umatzasi Kasuf Sharamak Bagosav Heyed Sharabeno Atzmo Hegi Besifro. He edited his Sefer and he changed his mind. Vishlushdan Devar Torah. Vegamani Matzasi Kim Bechuvas Rav Avram. Beno, I found it in the Chuvas of his son. Mikol Makom Li Nira Sheni Dusunachon. He continues and giving pshat of the Rambam. But when my father, a number of years ago, was invited to the Vatican to look at the various old Rambams, he went with a number of colleagues, and they saw it. They weren't allowed to touch it. It was under glass. And all of a sudden, he saw one of his colleagues on the other side of the room jumping up and down. He didn't know what it was. So he ran over to the other side of the room. He said, like, what? He says, look, it was open to Hilchas Ishas, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, a very old Rambam, under the glass. And it said, Vishlashtan Min HaTorah. Shloshta Min HaTorah, this girsa that the Kesef Mishnah and the Ramak are quoting, that was a girsa of an ancient Rambam that they saw. So that is the addition to the Shita of Rabosov Shalrashi and the Rambam, and I was Mekayim Kibud Av. Okay, let's continue. Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. We are now at the two dots. So we are discussing the we just spoke about the Brisa that was the Tosefta that was quoted and how it fits with the Mishnah later on relating to Ged Yashan, the issues of if a husband and wife are divorced and then they have Yichud and then they might have had Bia, not sure. That is what the Tosefta discussed. So now we're getting back to the second case in our Mishnah. The first case in our Mishnah was that a husband and wife cannot be Misyached after he gives a Ged Al Tanai, Mehayom Al Achar Misa, because, you know, then that might cause two problems. Rashi had said either he might be Baal Shev Kedushin, you might still be married because they were remarried again, or it might just be an Isra of Yichud, as was discussed. We know Yichud is one of the Siyagei D'Oraisa that Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses, certain halaparts of Yichud. Some Yichud is D'Oraisa, some Yichud is D'Rabbanan. David HaMelech enacted certain Yichud halachas, Rachman al-Islan, after the story of Tamar and Amnon. But the second half of the Mishnah asked Mahi Ba'osan Hayamim, what is her status during those days? And it is not clear what case is being discussed. So we already gave it away. We gave away the maskana, as we explained it yesterday. But now the Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara is going to assume first that we're talking about the same case, as was discussed previously, that it's Mehayom. And the Mishnah had a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, who says she's fully married during these days, and Rabbi Yossi says no, she's Mugureshes ve'ena Mugureshes. So the Gemara asks, Mayi bosra yamim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, keishes ish lechol tvareha, Rabbi Yossi Omer, migureshes, veina migureshes, tana ubilvad sheyamus. The Gemara says, as long as he eventually dies, this is the halacha. As long as he eventually dies, so then this is the machlokes. But if he doesn't die, igloi milsa, that it was never a get. And therefore, there is a full eishes ish, chayiv chatas, says the Gemara, but wait a minute. What do you mean? Only as long as he dies? So only once he dies, so then it is going to be a get? But we know the principle of ein get lachar misa. Explains Rashi, middle of the wide lines, uparchinan, bein l'Reb Yossi, demashvi la eishes ish safek, bein l'Reb Yehuda, demashvi la eishes ish vadai. According to Reb Yossi or according to Reb Yehuda, what does that mean? L'chimayis heichi avigita. Right, there's no do lo haviget lemafrei. It's not going back in time if they're saying she's an Ashes ish, or at least a suffix Ashes ish. So it's not a case of lemafreya. So why is it? So when is it a get? After he dies, ain't get lachamisa. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba beomer meis anshani baolam. The case of the seifa of the Mishnah is where he says the get should be yours a minute before he dies. So that's the case, and that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says he says this beferish, four lines from the bottom. Ba'omer me'esh ani ba'olam laviget. Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says it means where we explain his words to mean that, but not that he actually said that beferish. That's the machlokes. What exactly is the case of the Mishnah? Tosfos here also discusses the sugya from elsewhere. We alluded to this a couple of days ago, and that is, if it's true that there's this machlokas that she's an Ashes ish or a suffix Ashes ish, if you give this type of get al tnai, so how exactly did the gitin of David Hamelech's army work? Ask Tosfos, second to last line in Tosfos. V'im Tomar, v'hada Amar, but we know from Maseches Shabbos and Ksubis, kol hayotzi l'melchemes beis David, get krisas kosev l'ishto. Everyone who used to go out in David HaMelech's army didn't want his wife to be an aguna, didn't want to be stuck, so he used to write a get to his wife. And that is also the Gemara in Shabbos. What's the context of the Gemara in Shabbos? The context of kol haomer David chata eino l'toeh, kol haomer Shlomo chata eino l'toeh, Ruvein eino l'toeh. Whoever takes the stories of sins literally is mistaken. You have to understand what exactly. Obviously, it was a sin. The Gemara is not saying to whitewash the whole event. The Tanakh formulates it as a sin for a reason. It just means if we look at it as a sin, just like our sins. Oh, I do sins and they do sins. No, that's Eino Elatoa. They're on a different level. And obviously we learn from their sins. That's the whole point of how it's written. But we have to realize that there's a lot behind it. So part of that is this line, David HaMelech, you read the story in Navi, you think, David Batsheva, married woman. So the Gemara says, Eino Elatoa. Technically, it wasn't an Aveira because of the get krisus that every person gave to their wives. Yes, for David HaMelech, for his level, it looked bad. And that's why, for the second half of the Sefer, he's punished for it. Rachman al-Islan, he goes through so much trials and tribulations. But either way, ask the Rishonim, how exactly did that get work? After all, we have a machlokas here, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda. So if he gives it al tanai, so that it should be chal before he dies, so there's still a problem. She still was an Ashes ish, Batsheva, to Uriah. So how exactly did it work? So there is a major machlokas Rishonim, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. How did the gittin of David HaMelech's armies work? So Rashi explains elsewhere, Tosfos quotes it on the bottom, Upirish Bekuntris, Shaya Kosiv get al tanai, im yamus bamochama. He writes a get al tanai. That's what literally, it was a get al tanai. If he dies, so then this should be a get from today. From today. Not the second before he dies, because then that wouldn't solve the problem by David HaMelech. So he says, Im yamos b'malchama, v'hada amrinan hacha, harehi ke'esh ezish l'chol dvareha. I'm on the top of the amud. Harehi ke'esh ezish l'chol dvareha. L'pirish ha'beinotam tekoi ame hayom im meisi. V'yu l'pirish ha'kunches yesh lomar, shahayim mefarshin behedya, shemeh hayom tehe mugureshes. Rashi says it's a get al tanai, but it was l'mafreya. And that's why Uriah was not married l'mafreya once he died. So that is Rashi's pshat. If you look at Rabbeinu Tam, a couple of lines later, Tosfos does not like the daya of Rashi. Why? Look at the first skinny line. Mikol makom kasha to ha'ilu lo neherak Uriah ha'isa batsheva eishes ish. Right, David, it was pretty risky. What, he was taking the chance? What, if Uriah wouldn't have been killed? Okay, David HaMelech had a hand in it. But if he wouldn't have been killed, say she would have married Nashas Ish. V'od kasha, d'im lo hayanosin get ela al t'nai im yamus, im kain my kola yotze. Halo lo hayatzarech t'nai zeh ela lemisha ein lo banim, v'yesh lo ach. Why they do this? Because they didn't want Yibum. They didn't want the wife have to do Yibum. I guess the worry wasn't that they would just be lost at war. So therefore, why everybody had to do this? If somebody have kids, they shouldn't have to have done this. Like we just said, maybe that's why it was more inclusive. Either way, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like that pshat, and he says, "V'nira l'Rabbeinu Tam, shayukosvin get gamur below shum tanai bitzina." They used to give full get. Everybody divorced their wives before they went out to war, so they were fully a grusha, right? Eishes kohen, that's a problem, right? They wouldn't be able to do this. Uksha yachozer min amalchama hayakonsa. They used to get remarried when they got back from war. V'haisa bat sheva pinuya. Right, works out much smoother for the David HaMelech story. That she was actually a pnuya at the time, nothing to talk about. And that is the machlokas. So what does it mean first of all, how does an Ashes Kohen work? And if it'll work out if the Gemara is, but Tosas just ends off by asking, what about the Gemara about Metzia Nuntes? Mutav she yivol adam suffik Ashes Ish, velo yalvin p'nei chaveiro barabim. Minolan mi David. Karila Safeg Eishas Ish. It calls that story a Safeg Eishas Ish. Afal Gav Shaisa Pnuya Gemura says Tosas Lavisha Girsha Betzina. It was in private. V'lo Haya Yadua LaOlam Imhi Mugureshes Simlaf. Okay, you got to work it out why that case is called the Safeg Eishas Ish. But either way, to know Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam what exactly it means. Kol Hayotze Lo Melchama from Chayalo Shel Beit David. They used to write a get Leisha. If you look in the last piece of the Maharsha on Maseches Gittin. He discusses this, halacha l'maaseh, he discusses what we do, what he did in his day, what they did when people went out away from family. He writes, like Rabbeinu Tam, L'man yedu adoros, l'havinu l'horos. He quotes this from the Tshuva Maharami Lublin. He quotes we do, ki yesodu ba'atzmo ma'shapir shebeinu tam. He quotes this deya, u'mehashta hu ba'atzmo tikun shalarimi pariz beget shchiv meira, shanonosnim belishum t'nai. He relates how Rabbeinu Tam Shita is used halacha l'maisa in certain cases of choli. Not al t'nai, but they did Rabbeinu Tam like Gittin. That's the last paragraph. After the Marsha's commentary is finished, he quotes the Maharami Lublin there, or at least it's printed there. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. Bottom again of Ayin Gimel Amebeis. Tanur Rabbanan, Yamim Shebein Tayim, the days in between the day of giving the get and the day of death. Yamim Shebein Tayim, Ba'ala Zakai B'mitziyasa U'b'masiyadeh. All right, we're talking about Lechor, the case that we were just talking about. That this is a get, Shah Achas Lefnei Sheyamus. So they're married until that moment. So, Zakah b'mitziyasa, u'b'masiyadeha, u'b'hafaras d'indareha, right, mitziya, ma'isiyadayiv, that might be the dindarabanan, hafaras d'indareha, that's a dindaraisa, b'hafaras d'indareha, v'yarsha, this is, if she dies first, v'yarsha, he yarshins her, in that case, u'mitameila, and he is mitame for her, Rashi, ikoinu. If he is a Kohen, he is allowed and maybe even obligated to be mitame for her. We'll get back to that. Let's just finish the context. Klalo shel davar, harei yik ishto l'chol davar, ela she'en etzricha emenu get she'eni. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda Shita is that Eishes Ish until that last moment. Fine. Rebbe Meir Omer, but as Rebbe Meir says, we didn't have Rebbe Meir yet. Rebbe Meir Omer, be'ilasa tluya. What does that mean, be'ilasa tluya? And to contrast it with the next line, Rebbe Yossi Omar be'ilasa safeg. What's the difference between tluya and safeg? Rebbe Meir assumes it's either a divorce at T1 or it's never divorced. Meaning Rebbe Meir says that this lashon does not mean this shah achas right before he dies, but it goes l'mafreya. Right? See Rashi be'ilasa tluya hadavar talui. One or the other. Either he dies or he gets better. If he dies, Remeir holds, Mashmale me'es shani ba'olam hainu mishas nesina. Remeir holds that this lashon does not mean the second before he dies. It means it goes back. goes back to the original moment of Nesina. It's like Mi'achshav, Mi'hayom. That's how Rabbi Meir understands. So if he dies, it's Mi'hayom. If he doesn't die, it's never. That's what Rabbi Meir says. It's Tzluya. It's a real Suffolk case. Rabbi Yos, but why is it a Suffolk case? Because you don't know what's going to happen. That's why it's a Suffolk case. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bi'ilasa Suffolk. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Bi'ilasa Suffolk, which means that we are Misupak on this moment of Bia, if she is a Grusha or not. Meaning, if she dies, so then it would be at the end, not like Rabbi Meir says. But you don't know if this is the moment right before death. So that is Rabbi Yossi's suffix. We'll talk about the difference between them. The Chachamim Omrim, a fourth Shita, we'll have to see what their difference is. Megureshes ve'enu megureshes. What does that mean? Similar to Rabbi Yossi, that one would bring, as we'll see, as Rashi explains in Asham Talui, because we're not sure, Ubavacha Yamas, as long as he dies. If he doesn't die, so then this wasn't, this is not going to be a get. So, ask the Gemara, my Ika ben Rav Meir or Rav Yossi, what is the difference between Be'ilasa Tzluya and Be'ilasa Safek? They're both doubts. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ashem Talu Ika ben Ayhu. The difference is this considered a regular Ashem Talu case? We know the halacha is that any Avera, that if I did Vadai, I'm Chayav Peshogeg, I'm Chayav a Karban Chatas, if I did it Peshogeg, if I did it Besafek, then I am chayev in Asham Tali. Right? Major, a lot of lumdis about the Asham Tali. If I find out eventually that I did it bevadai, then I have to break karmen chatas. Asham Tali just protects me in the interim from Yisurin, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Krisus. But if I eventually find out, so then I have a chiyav. There is one of the Tanaim, the Mishnah there describes, that I think it's Daf Chavhei, that he is maybe Asham Tali b'chol yom. Baba Ben Buta, maybe. One of the Tanaim brought Asham Tali every single day of his life. Because maybe Suffolk Averis, maybe he did. So there was the day after Yom Kippur, and they said, maybe you don't have to bring it today. You know, you got Kapara. What kind of Suffolk Averis? Either way, that's Asham Tali. So maybe that's the nafkamina between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Dila Rabbi Meir, lo maisi Asham Tali. According to Rabbi Meir, it's not a case of Suffolk Avera. You're just waiting to see what happens in the future. Right? Either it's 100% an Avera, or it's not an Avera. Right? It's not a case of Suffolk presently, like a regular case. I'm not sure if this is kosher or not kosher. I'm not sure if it's Chelev or Shuman. That's different. You're right. You don't know right now. But it's true right now. You just don't know. Mashenki, in Remeir's case, it's not true yet, because it didn't happen yet. The person's going to either die or not. So that's not a regular common case of Asham Tali. That's Rabbi Meir. Ulu Rabbi Yossi, might see Asham Tali. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that is enough of an Asham Tali, because maybe this is the second that he's going to die. Good. Says the Gemara, V'chachamim omrim, Megureshes, V'ena Megureshes. So Chachamim say also Suffolk. Chachamim hainu Rabbi Yossi. So what's the difference between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi? Fine, Rabbi Meir, he has a different kind of Suffolk. He said it's all or nothing. It's either Mehayom or never. So the other two Shitas, though, say it's an inherent Suffolk. So what's the difference between their two opinions? Ika beinayu de Rabbi Zeira. The difference is Rabbi Zeira. As the Rishonim explained, they all agree to Rabbi Zeira's din. The question is this a case of Rabbi Zeira? What's the din? Amar Rabbi Zeira. Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiyah Amar Shmuel. Kol makom sh'amru chachamim migureshes ve'enu migureshes ba l'chayev b'mezono secha. Any case where there's a Suffolk Gershon. Husband throws a get to his wife. Suffolk Karavlo. Suffolk Karavla. You're not sure who is closer to and then the husband drops dead. You're not sure if she's a Grusha or an Amana. Any case of migureshes ve'enu migureshes, the husband or his estate still has to support and give mizonos to the wife. That's Rabbi Zeira's din. So the Chachamim say, this is a case. This is a case of Suffolk Megureshes, and therefore Chayav Mizonos say. That's the Chiddush. Rabbi Yossi here says this is not a normal case of Megureshes Ve'ena Megureshes. And that's why Rabbi Zeira's din would not apply here. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Below the Pliki be the Rabbi Zeira. They're not arguing about whether he holds of Rabbi Zeira. The Travayu is the Rabbi Zeira. Everybody holds of Rabbi Zeira. The question is this a case where Rabbi Zeira's din would apply? That's the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. And the reason why it might not apply is because this case is worse. Because there will be a Gerishin Sha'achas Lefnei Misa. The Shaila is, when is he going to die? Right? This is not a regular case of Megureshes Ve'ena Megureshes. It's never going to be answered. We don't know. Suffolk Karev Lo, Suffolk Karev La. That's where maybe Rabbi Zeira says Chayav Mizonos. But here, maybe he wouldn't say that. Okay.
Would she
get ksuba? She's suffing migureshes. Yeah. She's not going to get a ksuba yet. Maybe she's, so if it's suffik migureshes, suffik almana, then she gets a ksuba mimanafshach. Either she's a widow or she's a divorcee. But if it's a case of the husband didn't die yet, so then she's not going to get a ksuba yet, because they're still married, potentially.
So the mezonos is then instead of the ksuba under those circumstances.
Instead of the ksuba, and what the Gemara discusses, the ksuba is also, until she collects the ksuba, she's also able to collect mezonos. So the Gemara mentions on top, back to tumah, tumas kahuna, that a kohen becomes tameh for his wife. There are interesting hosafos of the Rishonim within this mitzvah asay of becoming tameh for one's wife or for krovim in general. We know that Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam both add something. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Lamed Zayin, Mitzvos Asay, the Rambam, including in the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim, he includes the mitzvah of Avelus. The Rambam connects those two mitzvos. Even though the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avel, and this is a question, the beginning of Hilchos Avel, the Rambam quotes a different pasuk. The Rambam says, what's the makor for the mitzvah of Avelus? The pasuk by the machlokas between Aaron and Moshe. When Aaron's sons died, and there was a whole discussion, it was the seer of Rosh Chodesh, and the seer of Nachsho, and all the different goats brought that day, and Aaron didn't need it. And Moshe says, why not? He says, right, Hayita b'eini Hashem, would Hashem want me to do this? Right, that's the source that the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Avel. But the Rambam here in Mitzvah Zaseh Lamed Zayin, Shetzivanu sheyitamu hakohanim lekrovim, haniskarim batorah, ki babur shemanam hakasuv, mi liitami lemesim, lichvodam levad, viitir lehem liitami lekrovim, shema yachshavu shaharishus biyadam, v'sheze heter levad, since the kohanim are not allowed to make themselves tamei for any other relatives, for anybody else in the world, including other relatives, you might think that the Torah here is giving an allowance, not an obligation. You might think that it's so bad for the goyim to become tameh. So even when they are allowed to, maybe it's like, okay, but maybe Baal Nefesh Yachmir, maybe Baal Nefesh shouldn't become tameh. No, says the Rambam, Leficha gazer alem gzeira, v'chiev otam chiev. It's a chiev la yitama. And that includes all of the krovim. And then the Rambam adds, "Vizeh ba'atzmo hu mitzvas evil, ibul." Klomar, ki kol ish mi Yisrael chayav lehisabel al krovav. Klomar chamisha meisei mitzvah. Ulechazek chiyuv zeh bir oso bekohen. And to emphasize how important this mitzvah is, the Rambam puts it in the Rambam says that the Torah puts it in the context of a kohen shehu muzar ala tuma sheyitame al kalpanim kishar Yisrael kedesha lo yechalesh din avelus, to strengthen avelus. The Torah even says it's zavkar esbar shavelus yom rishon daraisa, the Rambam shita that only first day is daraisa, first day, and that's death and burial. Bali Tosfos say there's no avelus daraisa, but that is the this is the Rambam shita and the Rif shita. So the Rambam adds mitzvahs avelus to the mitzvah of tumas kohanim. The Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Zeh, remember there's an asay and a los asay, right? The los asay of not becoming tamei for other krovim, and the mitzvah asay of becoming tamei for the seven krovim. The Sefer HaChinuch uses this as an example of one of our favorite topics. V'roi be'emes l'mishar si Hashem l'israchik mimenu. It's ra'ui for kohanim to stay away from death and mace. Zulasi b'krovim, shahuter lahem ki acheyam b'saram hu. Because this is their flesh and blood. V'chol darchei Torah Noam v'nisivosei ha'shalom. Part of Darchei Darchei Noam, how could you not let a Kohen go to his father's Leviah? How could you not let that? Fine, a Kohen Gadol, so he's more of a Tzibur representative of the entire nation. He's different. But besides him, one person in the nation. But Kohanim, how could you not allow them to go, says the Chinuch. V'lo ratzta l'sarim kaldal. They'll be so upset if they can't go. Ki yecham levava malakarava meis, shalo yuchlu lis karev tocha oel, asher hu besocho, v'lishpoches rucham, ulahasbia nafsham bebechi olav. It's part of the cathartic process of mourning to be close to the niftar, rachmana litzlan. Rachmana litzlan, if there's a case where somebody cannot do a burial, or cannot get a body back, rachmana throughout history where we've had cases of chayalim, whatever it is, that's even doubly painful. because the A, there's no closure, and B, like the Chinuch says here, it's part of the mourning process. And that's why the Torah allows the Kohanim to be mitame for their relatives. And then he says, V'ra'isi remez alatam azeh shekasafti b'tomas ameis sh'amr l'chornim zavracha ki atzit tzadikim gemurim einem mitamim. As I'm passing this way, but he says a remez. Ki lefia domeh ki hakavana lefisha gufam tar v'naki v'lo hechti nafsham avosia l'schusa alkein tale nafsham b'nishika. He talks about that interesting halacha lamaisa discussion of tzaddikim, the Tosfos at the end of Ksubis, where Reb Chaim Cohen says, if I would have been there for Rabbeinu Tam's Lavaya, I would have been mitame myself. Because tzaddikim are mitame. We do not paskin that way at all. The poskim are charif that we paskin that Yosef HaTzadik, well, the Gemara has one daya that one of the people who were involved in Pesach Sheni, what made them tame? One of the dayas is Arono Shel Yosef. You don't get a tzaddik greater than Yosef, and yet there was tumah. There was tumah by Yosef HaTzaddik, among many other rayas that the post can bring, that we hold that a Kohen is not allowed to become tumah, even for the greatest tzaddik in the world. The only heter sometimes is this really a kever? Right, the reason that the post can discuss, big discussion, can a Kohen go into Maris HaMachpelah? Right, so that's a question in the post can. So the heter isn't that the abos aren't matame. The heter is that maybe there's a tunnel and it's not on top and there's so much space underneath. We're not poskening now. I'm just saying that the tzad lahatir by a number of poskim is not based on the tzadikim ein matamim, but just that maybe that's not considered the kefir. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Hari zagidech amanash etitna limatayim zuz. New type of discussions. Gittin al tanai. So we have gittin al tanai already a little bit, but without conditional on anything else besides death. So now we start talking about other types of tznoim. This is your get as long as you give me 200 zuz. Harezu megureshes v'titein. Divorce kicks in. V'titein and she shall give. We'll have a machlokas and gemara what that means. So one of the achronim, fascinating. Why dafka 200 zuz? Why dafka 200 zuz? Maybe that's the only havamina to say here that it would be different because the ksuba is 200 zuz. So he has to pay her 200 zuz. So maybe this is kind of like, if you give me 200 zuz, then you would have thought, oh, she could be mochelas. And then it'll kind of cancel each other out. No. Vititein. You have to give. Havamina is that you could just say, mochel. No. Vititein. Amanasha titni li mikanvat shloshim yom. I'm going to ask that you give it to me within 30 days. Fine, if she gives it within 30 days, they're divorced. If not, the Tanai is not fulfilled. There was a story in Sidon. Someone said to their wife, I'm going to ask that you give me a certain type of cloak. The avda it's taliso, and then it was lost. The amru chachamim titin lo estamer. And the chacham says, "Okay, give the value of the cloak." So we'll have to see what the story has to do with the first part of the Mishnah. The Gemara will explain. My v'titein. Back to the first case. What does it mean v'titein? Man says you divorce hareni megureish harezagitech as long as you give me 200 zuz. As the Mishnah says v'titein. Machlokas. Rav Huna amar v'hititein. Rav Huna says the divorce kicks in immediately. V'hititein means once she gives, so then it goes back l'mafreya. That's what it means. V'hititein, you still have to fulfill the halacha, fulfill the tnai, but it does not. The gittin is not held till later. Rav Yehuda amar likish etitein. Rav Yehuda says no. It's only when the money is given, so that's when the get kicks in. Am I benai? The nafkamina is clearly ikabenai. Usher niskara hagedo shavad. If something happens to the get in the interim, Rav Huna amar v'hititein. They're divorced already, and therefore ainet tzrichei meno get sheni. Right, already was chal. Rav Yehuda amar likish etitein tzrichei meno get sheni. Rav Yehuda says no. The gerusha doesn't happen until later, when the tnai is fulfilled, and therefore you would need a get sheni if something happens in the interim. Tosfos points out here in Rav Huna that we paskin like the first opinion v'hititein. That it goes limafreya. Why? To kaimelan karebi, to kala omer amanas, ka omer me'achshav dami. But Hashem, we'll get back to that line in a couple of minutes. That is machlokas, Rav Huna, and Rav Yehuda. There is a machlokas also in the Rishonim. Tosfos here, written, it's quoted on Amid Beis, that according to Rav Yehuda, who said it's later, is it zero until later, or is it suffic until later?
So you might have read this as zero until later. Right? L'kishatitein. They're married until later. That's what the Ritva says. The Ritva in Kiddushin, Daf Samach, where this Gemara is also quoted. But if you look in Tosfos on Amud Beis, Tosfos says, right, in the big Tosfos at the Miflagi, on the 8th or 9th line, Tosfos says, no. V'nira l'ri. Til Rav Yehuda l'kishayitein aviget vadai. Aval adshayitein avi suffik. V'aviget v'enoget. Even according to Rav Yehuda, it's a suffik up until then, and a vadai then. So that might not be the Pashas, Tosfos there, why Tosfos says that, but that's a machlokas we've shown him within Rabbi Yehuda. Back to the Amud Aleph. We have a very similar discussion by Kiddushin. Titzan, the Mishnah says there, Kiddushin Daf Samach, Ha'omer le'isha, Hari ha'mekudeshes li, amanas she'etein lach matayim zuz. Man says, I'm married to you, amanas that I give you 200 zuz. Hare, meaning besides, probably besides a Maisa Kedusha today. If he didn't give her anything, there's no Kedusha yet. But there's nothing to talk about. Hariyam Kudashas V'yitain. Hariyam Kudashas V'yitain. There's more to that, what I just said, but that's the Gemara there we're not going to get into. V'yitmar, my V'yitain. So again, same machlokas. What does it mean V'yitain? When are they married? Rav Huna Amar V'yitain. They're married, Lamafreya, from today. Rav Yehuda Amar L'kishayitain. Now in the future. My benayu ike benayu shepashta yada v'kibla kiddushin me'acher. If she accepted kiddushin from someone else in the interim, right? Parallel to the get being ripped up. Rav Huna Amar v'hu yitain t'na'a ba'almahu mekayim t'na'i v'azil. Rav Huna says, no, they're married. They're married. So once you fulfill the t'na'i, so the first guy is married, and therefore this middle that she accepted kiddushin from someone else is meaningless because she's already married. Rav Yehuda Amar L'kishayitain L'chi Yav Lahuda Havi Kiddushin Hashalo Havi Kiddushin. Right, so the second guy gets in and gets to marry her. The Rishash points out here that this is a Bidi'eved Lashon. Right, Kibla Kiddushin. Why doesn't the Gemara say the Nafkamina is whether she can accept Kiddushin L'chatchila? So the Rishash says it's still like stealing a wife. Still doesn't sound like something that we should do. If a woman is in this situation. Vitzricha. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says you need this parallel discussion both by Gittin, the case where she's going to give money, and by Kiddushin, the case where he's going to give money. Di Yishmina Gabi Kiddushin. If you only had it by Kiddushin, the Machlokas, Yishmina Gabi Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, Bahaka Amar Rav Huna v'hu yitain. Only by Kiddushin does Rav Huna say it works immediately once the Tanai is fulfilled. Mishum de la Krova Kasi. They're getting married! So you can assume that he wants to get married as soon as he can. So that's why the marriage works the Mafreya. Aval Gabi Gerishin de la Rechoka Kasi. But Gerishin is to be Marchik, Eima Modele la Rav Yehuda. But maybe there, he will be Moda to Rabbi Yehuda, that it only works later. V'yashmina gabi gerishin, and if you only have gerishin, v'hakam Rav Huna, maybe only there, Rav Huna says by gerishin, that it works immediately. V'hi titein, mishum de lo kasif la mispe'e, because he's not going to have any qualms about going to be tovea the money. He's divorcing her. So he knows this is going to happen, so therefore he could do it, he could have it, chal right away. Aval gabi kiddushin, but by kiddushin where he's going to give her the money. Tiksifa lemisbe'e. She might not be so forward in going to ask him for the money. Ema modele le Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he'll greet Rabbi Yehuda because, it might not work, or you might even say he will delay it to give him an incentive to make sure he gets married. Right, to do it quickly. Either way, both him and her. So, we would not say it's the parallel machlokas. And now the Achronim talk about why we need the next two lines, but the Gemara is very explicit here in its tzrichusa. V'yashmina gabi kiddushin, v'hakam Rav Yehuda l'kishayitain, the exact opposite of what we just said. Only by kiddushin, mishum t'ksifa l'misbei, awa gabi gershin, d'lo katsa l'isbei, ema modele Rav Huna. Maybe that would be immediate. V'yashmina gabi gershin, v'hakam Rav Yehuda l'kishayitain. Maybe only by gershin he delays it, mishum t'l'rechoka kasi. Awa gabi kiddushin, t'l'krova kasi, ema modele Rav Huna. Sricha. So you need both. You look in the Maharam Shif, he discusses why you need the kefel of the Srichasa. Period. Machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Meisvei. So ask the Gemara from the Tosefta. Harezek yitech amanashe titna limatayim zuz. This is your get. Afal pishenikra haget ushenevad migureshes. It's beferish. Beferish like Rav Huna against Rav Yehuda. Even if the get is ripped up in the interim, it still works. Ula acher lo tinasi achatitain. But she should not get married to anyone else achatitain. So, kasha on Rav Yehuda. V'otanya. And they also have another brisa. Harei zegita kamen achatitain limataim zuz. V'meis. This is your get. And then he dies. Nasna. If he had given it to her before he died. Eina zukuku liyavam. Then there's no zika because there was a gerushin already. Again, lamafreya lo natna zakuka liyavam. Rav Shimon Gamliel lomer no senis la aviv ola echav ola echam min akrovim. No, even if death happens before, she could give it to his father or brothers ola echam min akrovim, and that could still be a kiyum hatznai. Ad kan lo pligi elo demar salver li veli liyarshi v'mar salver li va'afilu liyarshi. Machlokas is, could you give it to the Yarshin? The Kuliyama miyatzna havi, but everybody agrees it would go backwards. The only question is, how far do you go? So, Tufta de Rav Yehuda. So, Tufta, Kasha and Rav Yehuda, from both of these brises, Omar lecha Rav Yehuda, Hamani Rebbe, he, no problem. Both these brises reflect the Shita of Rebbe, to Amar, Rav Huna Amar Rebbe, Kala Omar Amanas, Kabar Me'achshav Dami. So he said Amanas, so that's Rebbe Shita, the Upligi Rabbanan Ale, the Rabbanan argue on Rebbe, Vana Damri, Ki Rabbanan. And I go like the Rabbanan, so it's a Machlokas Tanoim, so don't worry, it is okay. The Rambam and the Riv both paskin, Kola Omer Almanas, Kola Me'achshav Dami. Right, that is quoted in Ishus Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin. But they also add something crucial. Kola Omer Me'achshav, Kola Omer Almanas, Kola Me'achshav Dami. But then the Rambam adds an amazing shita. Again, this is getting into tomorrow's daf, is all about Tznaim also. Kola Omer Me'achshav, says the Rambam, Einu Tzarich Lichpol Tzna'o. What we call mishpatei atznoim, the rules and regulations of how you have to make a tznai. Sugis in Maseches Kedushin, sugis here. So all of those rules only apply to a tznai, a regular tznai, where something's going to be chal in the future. But if something's going to be chal retroactively, you don't need mishpatei atznoim. Kol omer me'achshav, eino tzarech lechbol tznao, v'lo lahaktim tznai lamaisa. Ela afal pi shiktim amaisa, tzno kayam. Okay, there's a, you have to make a tznai about something that's possible. But more than that, not. And the Rambam adds, where does the Rambam get that from? Where does the Riff get that from? That if you have a tznai, me'achshav, or almanas, you don't need mishpatei atznaim, says the Magen Mishnah. You get that from Mishnayos all over Shas. Mishnayos all over Shas. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, why doesn't it say both? Both, Tanai Kafel. So that's where the Rambam gets it from. V'hechri, so it's unusual. Usually the Magen Mishnah says exactly where it's coming from. So the Magen Mishnah says, V'hechricham zedas kol ha-ga'onim, V'hechricham lazel lashon ha-mishnayis. Shein ba'almanas yume k'me'achshav, alo eskiru k'felus ha-tanai, u'ba'alitosis chalukim bazeh, v'haraban v'harashba hinichu davar zeh betzorech iyun. V'kabalas ha-ga'onim, Torah, v'hi tachriyah. That's the Magen Mishnah giving shah to the Rambam and the Rif. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, third to last line, Gemara Abzeira, Ki avinan bebavel, amrinan hada amar afuna amar rebi kala omar amnas kama me'achshav dami, pligi rabbanan alei. When we were in Bavel, we said, Rebbe holds this way, but there's a machlokas. V'chisaliki, ashkach de l'Rebbe Asi, to Yosef v'kamar mishpeh de Rabbi Yochanan, but I heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim, bor al mamanashkar me'achshav dami. Everybody agrees. If it's a regular case of amanas, it's like me'achshav. Lo nechluku ela b'mehayom ula achar misa. The machlokas is that case. Does me'ayom ula achar misa, what is the understanding of that lashon? And v'hatanya, the brisa, supports that as well. Me'ayom ula achar misa, get ve'eno, get divrei chachamim. That's the machlokas. That's what the chachamim argue on. Rebbe yomer kaze get. And Rebbe says even that case is a get. But everybody would agree. But if it's a regular case of almanas, it would be me'achshav. Says the Gemara, Ulu Rav Yehuda, de Amar Ba'al Menas Pligi. According to Rav Yehuda, who says they even argue on Amanas, the previous, on the bottom, Adamiflagi b'mehayom ulachar misa liflagi ba'al menas. Then why does this brisa, if they argue even in the other case? So why does the brisa quote only the machlokas about mehayom ulachar misa? Just quote the machlokas about almanas. Lo diach hakochu de Rebbe. Rebbe allows even this case. Even this case goes retroactively. V'liflagu ba'al menas lo diach hakochu de Rabbanan. So why don't you say the opposite? The other case, quote that machlokas, kocha de teira adifle, the koach of etera, where the get is going to work, that is a bigger chiddush, as we've mentioned often, koach of heter is adif. Why? As Rashi explains in Beis Adav Beis, anybody can be machmir. That doesn't reflect knowledge, that doesn't reflect knowing the MS. If somebody is mako, so that reflects a seriousness of shita and a commitment to that shita. And that's why koach de hetera adifle. Good. Remember the Tzlach, the Rebbe Yehuda's comment on that Rashi also, that he thinks Koach Tatera Adiflei is only by Dinim de Oraisa. Because we would say, if we wouldn't know anything better, Savi de Oraisa l'chumras, so that's why Koach Tatera Adiflei, that tells me a Chiddush. By Durabanans, Savi de Rabbanan l'kula anyway. So Koach de Isura Adiflei, when it comes to Dinim de Rabbanan, which he runs into problems, because that context is Muksa, which is de Rabbanan. And that's exactly where the Gemara says, Koach de Tera Adiflei, so he has to say, Muksa is Kein Daraisa. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, two dots. Amanasha Titnili Mikan Vachloshim Yom Vachulu, as long as it's given within 30 days, Pshita is not obvious. You have to fulfill it tonight within 30 days. Mao Detema Kpedei, Lav Kpeda, Ulazarza Kaasi. You might say he doesn't really mean 30 days. He's just trying to encourage it to happen soon. Kamash Malan, we say no, literally, 30 days is 30 days. Amar Pshimeng Amliel, Maisa Bitsidan Vachulu, the story of Sidon about the Itztila, Mai Tana Diktani Maisa. How does the story connect to the previous part of the Mishnah? You're right. It doesn't. We're missing some lines. Vachitani. Im amar la amanasha titnili itztilisi. If someone says, amanas, that you give me my itztila, va'av the itztiliso, and it was lost. Itztilisi dafka ka'amar la, itztilisi dafka ka'amar la. The Tanakhama holds, if the code is lost, the code is lost. The husband wants the actual coat, and therefore you do not say shava kesef kekesef in this case. No, actually need the coat. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, titin lo astameha. No, even the value is good enough. V'yom Reb Shimon Gamliel, and there's even a story to back him up. Ma'isanami b'tzidon be'echad shamar le'ishtari zegid ha'amanash titin li estelisi v'avdi etzteliso v'yom rechachamim titin lo astameha. Good, that's the pshat of the Mishnah. Now is the story as a proof. Bo mine Rebbe Asi mi Rebbe Yochanan. How about the following case? Hareza gita chamanasha tinnili 200 zuz. This is your get amanas that you give me 200 zuz. The chazar va'omer la mechulim lach. Mahu. You have to give me 200 zuz and then he's mochel. So now, does the get kick in? Tiboy le rabbanan, tiboy le rabshim gamliel. And it's a question according to either the rabbanan who said you have to give the actual coat, or rabshim gamliel who says you can even give shava kesef. Tiboy le rabbanan, ad kalakamri rabbanan hasam. Why did the rabbanan say in the Mishnah you have to give the actual money? Ela delo ach le gaba. He wasn't mochel anything. He asked for the coat, you gotta give the coat. Aval hacha haka amr la mechulim lach. But here he says, mochel. So maybe that's considered, that's fine. We'll get to what it means, that's fine. Oh, Dilma, no. I feel Rav Shigam Leo lo ka'amer ela de kamefai sele bedame. Maybe Rav Shigam Leo says, you at least gave something. The money is in lieu. So that's why it works. Ava le kamer lo, but if he didn't get anything, he just said mocha, maybe it wouldn't work. Savik according to either of them, amar le, ena magureshes. It doesn't work. Major question in the discussion in the Rishonim, the sugya of Mechila. Fascinating sugya. Right, when somebody is mochel something, what is that considered? So first of all, the Rashba writes in Nedarim Chav Dalet that a mechila, the only havamina for mechila to work is by a kiyam atznai, not a bitul atznai. What does that mean? Okay, I'm an ass and I give you 100. Okay, so you could say mechila, it's as if that he gave me 100. But what if, says the Rashba, I'm an ass that you never go to your father's house. And she went to her father's house. I'm mochel, as if you didn't go to your father's house. No, you can't do that. That you can't be mochel a reality. Right? If a reality occurred and then it was violated, you can't be mochel a reality. That's the Rashba Sa'ara first of all. Dafka bakima maisa hu sheholom lahatir shalo api chacham. Right? But, ava bakima maisa shalo kagonim ein atonotainli bezeh shaya bakhila kilu kibaltim elosh ani mochlam. But if somebody went, you can't change a reality. Number one. Number two, other Rishonim say maybe mechila only works by Dinimaminus. Why? Because Mechila could be Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. That's how it could be viewed. It's as if I got it. I consider it as if I got it. That's the Gemara's question here. How far do you go with that type of understanding? Do you say Kilos Kabalti? The Stipler in Sanhedrin, if anybody wants one Makor on Mechila, Sanhedrin Simen Dalet, he talks about Mechila there, because Tosas there, and the Gemara there discusses whether Mechila requires a Kinyan. And there, the Stipler discusses, is Mechila, when I mochel you, am I just removing myself, what's called a Siluk? I'm not going to collect. I'm misalik myself from the obligation that you owe me. Or no, Mechila can be looked at as a Hakna'ah. It's as if you gave it to me and I'm giving it back. It's a Hakna'ah. I have a Chiv. So then, that might be a Nafkamina, whether it's Sricha Kinyan or not. But that also might be a Nafkamina, whether you view it as Ki'ilu Hiskabalti or not. So that is the question. The Gemara either way here says that Eina Mugureshes, it does not work. It's not considered as if he got it. Eisve, but 1 second, let's ask you a kasha. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, konim sha'ato neheneli in the Mishnah in Nedarim. Right, what's the case? Man says to their friend, my hana is asur on you. You can't get any benefit from me. Im atano lebni kur echad shalchitim v'shechaveyashoyayim. Unless you give my son, you know, some wine or some wheat. Rabbi Meir Omer, asur achayitain. Rabbi Meir says, okay, there's an isur hana until the neighbor gives to the son. V'chachamim omrim no, avze yachol atiris nishro shalol pichacham. There's a way for him to get out of it. V'omer hareini ki'ilu hiskabalti. He could say, oh, it's as if my son got it. The discussion there, it has to be a son that's still living in the father's house, because he's totally on him from his onos, or else it's not his decision, it's the son's decision. But either way, you see from here, Ki'ilu Hiskabalti works. So why doesn't it work in the get case? So the Gemara says, Ach Yasha, wait a minute. Hasam, Letziarua kamachavein, Velotziara. Over there, the Baal wants to be Machriach the Ishto to pay. That was his goal, and it didn't happen because the woman did not give it to him. So that's why it wouldn't work. Here he just wants, he doesn't have enough money to support his son. So yes, he makes this neder. But it must be, if he's mochel, that he must have gotten some extra money. He doesn't need it. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Period. There is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. What happened if the woman wants to pay? The woman's here, the woman comes, she wants to get divorced, so the woman wants to pay him the money, and the husband does not want to accept it. What about a Nesina Balkarcha? Is Nesina Balkarcha considered a Nesina in Halacha or not? She gives it to him. This isn't like a get Balkarcha, this is a Nesina. What about by Pidyon HaBen, discussion of Nesina Balkarcha, other context, but that is related to our discussion here. Okay, so I guess we'll... Maybe we'll just run through this last story, and then eventually we'll talk more about it next time. I think tomorrow, Hashem, there might not be a daf, so I'll put it up from the last cycle, the next two. Hahu gavra damar leila arise, kule alma, man says to his sharecropper, kule alma dalu tlas dalvasa va'achli riva. The whole world, the minhag of the world, is to have three irrigation times, tlas dalvasa va'achli riva, and then you get to eat a quarter of the produce. Atali arba, you do four irrigation times, v'achotilta, then you'll be able to eat even more. Achotilta. L'sof asimitra, but then rain, it rained, so you didn't need to do the fourth time. So now the question is, he committed, the sharecropper committed to do more and get to eat more. But here, he didn't have to do more. So Amar Rav Yosef, Halo Dala, Lamaisa, he didn't do the fourth one, so he doesn't get to eat more. Rabba Amar Halo Tzricha. No, it's just because it wasn't needed. That's why. So now the Gemara says, oh, wait, maybe this machlokus is just like, do you consider it's as if, Lema Rav Yosef to Amar Karabanan, Rav Yosef was like the Rabbanan, that the additional rain does not substitute for irrigation, just like the money can't substitute for the coat, for Rabba to Amar Karab Shimon Gamliel. And Rabba was like Rav Shimon Gamliel, shall we say that? Says the Gemara, wait a minute, Vitizbra, Vakaimel and Ilchaza Kavasi the Rabba, Ubaha ain't a lach Rav Shimon Gamliel, but the halachas don't work out. Rab and Rashbag. El la'olam rab karabanan. Really, everybody holds like the Rabbanan. Because we all like the Rabbanan. Rav Yosef karabanan. V'rabba amar lecha anad amar filu Rabbanan. Adkan lakam Rabbanan hasam. El de l'suri kamachavin. As we just said. But it doesn't work over there because he's trying to get money from his wife. And he didn't. Aval hacha mishamar v'achahu v'halo itzrich. Here he just wanted to make sure that it was watered, and it wasn't needed, and it was watered, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, there's more there, but we'll have to leave it for now. Maybe we'll start with this again the next time. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Sal Nobel Salipop, Shlomo Zanvil Ben Yaakov Usher, a lover of Torah, by David Noble, Larry Noble, and Elliot Robinson. We thank you for the sponsorship. And again, anyone who wants to sponsor any of this year, feel free to go on the OU website. If anybody wants to join our building campaign, we're in the middle of building our shul. Again, we thank many of you for that have contributed already. Feel free to go to the shul website, Nofei HaShemesh, and there's a Facebook page as well, whatever is easier for people to get to. Okay, we'll stop here.